This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Pete says, "This is what shaped my life. This is where God put me in a family of girls, and that impacted my life in a profound way, just as where God placed you in your family, good or bad. Functional, dysfunctional, doesn't matter. God placed you where he did. And God can work in your life, and there's formation that goes on in your life, hopefully for the positive, even out of the negative." And he talks about how his relationships with women, with his wife, his daughters, totally impacted by growing up in a house full of girls. You say, "Well, where are you going with this?" Today we're going to talk about relationships in your life. Second only to your relationship with the Lord is your relationship with your family, your relationship with your circle of influence, with co-workers, extended family, neighbors, etc. And I want to ask you this question. Do you realize how important the Lord looks at the relationships in your life? You may not think they're important, but they're important to him. I have met Christian people. I've met Christian ministers who say, "My relationship with the Lord is fine, everything's cool, but I'm not interested in people. I don't waste my time with people," and they literally have that kind of attitude. Well, God put us on this earth not to be lone rangers, not to be emotionally isolated, but he put us on earth so we could interact with people in your own home, and interact with people in your own extended family, and interact with people at school and at work and in your neighborhood. Because second only to your relationship to the Lord are the relationships you have otherwise. How do I know that? For the next two Sundays in our series out of 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul talks about his relationship with a church at a place called Thessalonica. In the passage we studied today, Paul compares himself as a mother to these people. And all the emotional stuff that's connected with having a mother-child relationship. Then next week he talks about, "But I also was like a father to you." And next week I'm going to talk to fathers about three things that the Apostle Paul says fathers do with their children that are vitally important. I don't think he meant it as a message to fathers. He just said, "This is how I was to the church at Thessalonica," but it happens to be a great lesson for fathers as well. Relationships, keeping it real. The Lord looks at not only your relationship to him, but your relationship with other people. Let's read it in 1 Thessalonians, the New Testament. This is the second message in this series called Prepped or Panic, The End. It's a book that deals with the last times. "You know, brothers, that our visit to you in the past was not a failure. We had previously suffered and had been insulted in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in spite of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We're not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery." We're going to talk about flattery today in a way that maybe you've never thought about before. "You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else." That verse alone will change somebody's life if you really believe that verse. "We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you." But here it goes, the relationship as a mother. "But we were gentle. We were gentle among you, like a mother." In the Greek, it means nursing mother, caring for her little children. "We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.